It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
This episode is supported by FX's Clipped, the scandalous story of the 2014 Clippers owner's racist remarks captured on tape and heard around the world. The series charts the tape's impact on a dysfunctional basketball organization striving to win against their reputation as the most cursed team in the league. Starring Lawrence Fishburne, Jackie Weaver, Cleopatra Coleman, and Ed O'Neill. FX's Clipped, streaming June 4th, only on Hulu.
Welcome on in, WIP Daily, a special bonus weekend podcast. I'm going to be doing these every week, and my NFL picks against the spread, 5 every single week. Try to win some money over the course of the NFL season. I like doing this, and it's actually kind of itching, a little itch I have to do it, because, you know, for the past couple of years, before last February when I started doing the midday show with Hugh on WIP, I did two shows. I did my evening show on WIP, but I also did BetQL Daily, a daily sports betting show on the Odyssey app from 9 a.m. to 12 p.m. And I really enjoyed doing the show, especially during NFL season. So I kind of have that mind where I'm always looking at the spread and the game and the injury report. So I figure, you know what, I'm going to put them on the WIP Daily feed. You know, some weeks we'll have the Eagles as part of the five group of picks each week. Some not, you know, depending on which games I like. But I'll give my 5 favorite picks of the week, and hopefully we win some money together as the season goes along. So I'll start us off. I'll go through all 5 games, my reasons for the games, and all spreads, of course, and all numbers coming from FanDuel Sportsbook. So here they are, my 5 favorite picks for week 1. I actually loved the Lions. I took them last night, plus the points. I thought about Moneyline. I didn't do it on Thursday night, but I did really like that Lions game. So the 5 games that we're putting in the plays for week number 1. Game number 1, I'm taking the Steelers, plus 2.5 at home against the San Francisco 49ers. I love everything about this football game. I had this one circled on my list, you know, when the schedule came out. I think the Steelers are going to win this game outright. I would sprinkle the money line at plus 112. Look, San Francisco is 1-5 against the spread in week 1 under Shanahan. Pittsburgh under Tomlin, they won 3 straight week 1 matchups, including last year in Cincinnati. I thought last year as the season went on, Kenny Pickett really came on. 8-4 against the spread as a rookie, including 3 straight against, you know, as the season ended. And he looked like he took a leap in the preseason. The Steelers are a sneaky contender in the AFC. I mentioned the other day, a team I think can win the Super Bowl. So I don't think the gap between these two teams is gigantic. I think the perception is, oh, the Niners, title game every year and Super Bowl appearances and all that. They're better. And they might be better over the course of 5-6 months, but I don't think the gap is gigantic. It's a West Coast team coming east for a 1 o'clock game. The Steelers are healthy. When T.J. Watt was out there last year, they were 8-2 straight up and against the spread. And last year without him, they were 1-6 straight up and 2-4-1 against the spread. Totally different team with T.J. Watt. I think there's a big Pickett-to-Pickens connection coming. And look, this is Brock Purdy's first game coming off of the surgery. We'll see how he looks. I would guess he's going to be fine if Shanahan's believing this much in him. But is that week 1 on the road against a really good defense and a loud crowd? I don't think it is. I like Pittsburgh in this game. I will take them plus the 2.5 points in week 1, and I would sprinkle the plus 112 on the money line. But for the purpose of our picks, Steelers plus 2.5 for my first game. My second game, and this is not going to surprise anyone who's listened to any of the episodes here on WIP Daily, listening to the midday show, I'm taking the Patriots plus the 4 points. I think the Pats are the play from a betting perspective in this game. I think if the Eagles win, it's going to be a close football game, but this has all the elements of a very close 26-23 kind of game on Sunday in Foxborough. And a couple things stand out to me. One, it's a coaching advantage the Patriots have, and let's not pretend they don't. Head coach they do, but I'm just even talking about coordinators' play calling. Right, Belichick and his son on the defensive side against Brian Johnson, first-time play caller. On the other side, Bill O'Brien, a longtime offensive play caller, whether it be the Texans coach or Alabama or whatever he's doing, or the Patriots. You go to any of his stops across college and pro football, he's called the plays. And now he goes up against Sean Desai, who's pretty green. I mean, really 1 year as a defensive play caller in Chicago, and then 1 year as an associate defensive coach with the Seahawks, add in five new defensive players, starters for the Eagles' defense. It's a lot to ask in this game. And then a couple numbers stood out to me that one just shocked me. The first one probably won't shock you. Belichick, 44-20 straight up at September since 03. I mean, he usually wins these games. And the other one that really hit me was this. Jalen Hurts, okay, since 2020 is at home, right? When the Eagles are at home, 13-5-1 against the spread. That's the second best of 85 quarterbacks since 2020. So he came in the league, second best at covering the spread at home. On the road, Jalen Hurts, since he came into the league, is 6-13 against the spread. That is the worst of any quarterback since 2020. Of 86 quarterbacks, that winning percentage is the worst. That shocked me because I was like, really? He's only covered six times on the road in two-plus seasons, right? Two full seasons and then the four games he had. So like whatever the number of starts is, 30-something starts, only covered six times on the road in those 19 starts. It's pretty remarkable. The Eagles on the road are a different team, obviously, than they are at home. Most teams are, but those are dramatic against the spread splits. I will take the Patriots with the coaching advantage, the home field advantage, maybe some weather here, five new Eagles defensive starters, coordinator change. We heard it was a sloppy camp. I will take the Patriots to cover this number, Patriots plus four, for my second game of week number one. All right, my third game, and we're playing some trends here, and I'm playing and really playing a coaching game here. I'm going to take the Broncos to cover 3.5. I wish the number was only 3. I don't like that it's over the field goal, but I will take the Broncos. It's my only favorite this week that I'm taking. Taking the Broncos to cover the number, minus 3.5 at home against the Las Vegas Raiders. I think the Raiders are a flat mess, a mess of a football team, a talent dearth, a bad offensive line, an immobile quarterback. Is Josh Jacobs even in shape? I have no idea. The defense, Crosby's a tremendous player, but there's age and just a weird combination of players aside from Max Crosby. And I also wouldn't be surprised if deep down the Raiders just wanted to have a terrible season and get themselves sneakily in the Caleb Williams or Drake May conversation. Because as much as I like Jimmy G on the Niners years ago, he's not it. I mean, he's just not it for the long term to be their franchise guy. They need a quarterback long term. And if this was a more ready-to-win team, then all right, fine, Jimmy G. It's just a very odd combination of things. McDaniels is a disaster as a coach. And I think the Denver side, you get a coaching advantage with Sean Payton, without a doubt. You get Russell Wilson probably a little bit rejuvenated in that first game. And Denver at home in week one and two home games since 1990, it's an incredible home field advantage this time of the year, mile high. They are 35-4 in week one and two home games straight up since 1990. And Peyton, third most profitable against the spread coach in the last two decades. It's a long time of Peyton covering numbers. I will take Sean Payton, the Broncos, minus 3.5 in game number three for my pick. So we have the Steelers plus 2.5 at home against the Niners. I have the Patriots plus 4 at home dogs, against the Eagles. I have the Broncos covering a number at home, minus 3.5 against the Raiders. Game number four, and I'll tell you, you know, if we're doing that, the test, you put your hand out, is it steady or is it shaking? Hand's shaking a little bit on this fourth pick, but I wrote it down. I believe in it. I will stick with it. I'm going to take the Packers plus 1.5 in Chicago against the Bears. This is almost more of a anti-Bears play than it is a pro, you know, Packers play. The Packers have some injuries that I'm worried about in the receiving game. You know, it's the first start in, you know, the fact that it's his team now with Jordan Love. And you want to give him as many weapons as possible. So I'm looking at the injury report from yesterday for this game. So Bakhtiari rested yesterday. Not really worried about that. Romeo Doubs, hamstring, limited practice. So at least he's on his way and upgraded there. But the one that really has got me a little bit worried is Christian Watson. Did not practice, hamstring. Chance he misses this game. I think they could overcome it as long as they have enough. I mean, I think they have right now enough to get through this football game. But, man, if they miss Watson and Doubs, it's going to be tough to take Jordan Love, you know, on the road. But I'm going to do it anyway. I mean, I know I'm kind of talking against them. I'm going to do it anyway. For a couple reasons. I just think the Bears flat stink. And I think they are a bad football team. I don't love the way they built their team. I don't love paying linebackers, even though TJ Edwards is obviously our guy in Philadelphia. They are weak at the pass rush. There's a coaching advantage with LaFleur over Eberflus. And Justin Fields is the most overrated, I mean, just totally overhyped quarterback for highlights than anyone I've ever seen. Like, people think he's good. He has been horrendous in the NFL. All he does is take sacks. All he does is lose football games. He makes a highlight reel run once per week. And I was like, oh, give Justin Fields some weapons. We'll see. We'll see. I see an accurate thrower. I see someone who has zero pocket presence. I think the Packers' defense will actually win this game. Probably a low-scoring game. The number on this game, I would guess, as I pull it up here, 41.5 kind of feels high. I could see this game dropping under 40. But I think in a low-scoring game, I will take the 1.5. I would not be surprised if the Packers could win this game outright. If they get just any decent injury news, I think they'll be fine to win this game. I like the Packers over the Bears in my fourth game. Packers plus the 1.5. All right, my fifth game, my final game for week number one. I'm going to go to Monday Night Football, and I'm going to take the New York Jets in the first game of the Aaron Rodgers era, plus the 2.5 against the Buffalo Bills. I get weird vibes from the Bills. You know, last year I thought the Jets matched up really well in their two matchups against Buffalo. Their defense really did a good job. I like the matchup of Sauce Gardner on Stephon Diggs, who's had a weird year anyway. And I think they could take the football away from Josh Allen when he tries to play hero ball and makes a mistake. Plus, it's the first game for Sean McDermott now calling the defense and not just being the CEO of the team. So I could see some issues, game management with Buffalo. The Jets' offensive line does worry me, but I think Rodgers will get the ball out of his hands fast. They'll mitigate it, get the ball in the hands of Garrett Wilson, and they'll get through this game. Now, Von Miller not playing is a big deal. If he was playing, I'd be more worried about the Jets' offensive line. No Von Miller in this game. Jordan Poyer's on the injury list. Some age in the secondary for the Buffalo Bills, and I think that Jets crowd will be very revved up. They are as excited at with that fan base as they've been since the Rex Ryan era, which is over a decade ago now. I like the Jets in this game. I think Buffalo will figure it out and not, you know, just fall apart, but this is a tough spot for them, and I think it's the kind of spot where the Jets get their first win and Jets hype. I heard Mad Dog Russo yesterday on First Take saying he's tired of the Jets hype. Just wait till next week. If they can win this game outright, and they're plus 118 if you want the money line over at FanDuel. If they win this game outright, I mean, it will be an insufferable week of Jets, you know, going to the Super Bowl, the Rodgers trade, all that kind of stuff. But I do like them in this spot at home Monday night to back up the talk. And it's just a good matchup. They found a way last year to really make life hard on Buffalo. And they've done this to Allen a couple times. You know, it's funny, in division, certain matchups are cyclical. Like, one team, even though they're not as good, will just give another team trouble for a while. And I think the Jets could give Allen some trouble with this tremendous defense they put together. Two really good corners, including Sauce Gardner, who right now feels like the best corner in the NFL. I think their pass rush will get to Allen. He'll make a mistake. Rodgers, I don't think he'll be amazing or great or like the old Aaron Rodgers, but he'll make a few plays and he won't turn the football over. And you watch the Jets last year, and they just needed good quarterback play to be a playoff team. They'll get good quarterback play. I will take the Jets plus the 2.5 in week number one. So my five picks for week one, four dogs and a favorite. Steelers plus the 2.5. The Patriots plus the 4. The Broncos minus 3.5. The Packers plus 1.5. The Jets plus 2.5. Those are my five picks. Hopefully win some money together. Again, I'm not trying to pretend I am a sharp here and I hit every one of these, but I really enjoyed doing it on BetQL Daily, and I figured, you know what? We have WIP Daily, and let's do it. So every Saturday, you will have these. You will have five picks for that weekend's games. Obviously, the Thursday game is before it, so we can't have that one in. But the five picks for what we have left on the schedule post-Thursday Night Football, and I think we'll have some fun with this and over the course of the year. Hopefully win together if you want to jump on and play. That'd be awesome as well. So I appreciate everyone listening, subscribing, following, and being a part of WIP Daily. I've been doing this now since late April, right around the time the NFL draft started. It's certainly a fun outlet, especially as someone who was a solo host for so long and now having a co-host with Hugh Douglas. It's more fun. It's kind of a unique thing having a partner, right? And it's like a different kind of show. But when you do a show solo for so long, you know, there's that element, like, you know, not that I miss doing it solo, but it's like, you know, there's some fun things you do when you're just talking to yourself. It's kind of a different way of doing radio or podcast. So when I had the opportunity to do this show, I was like, you know what, let's do it. And all the reacts we get to do, it's a big things every morning. and you guys listening to the show has made it worth doing. So I appreciate, again, everyone listening, and have a great weekend. Enjoy week one, especially with the Eagles on Sunday. I hope I go 4-1 this week and I'm dead wrong about the Eagles, because I think that make you smile more than anything else. But the picks are in: Steelers, the Patriots, the Packers, the Broncos, and the Jets. My picks for week one: I'm in on coaching. I'm in on coaching, offensive lines, home field, big things. And especially, you know, with teams have some continuity with their coaches, it could be a big deal in the first week of the season. Everyone, have a great weekend. We'll talk on Monday, recapping, reacting to week one with the Eagles. And then back again for a Thursday night game against Minnesota next week. It should be outstanding. Football is back. It's so much fun to watch, so much fun to talk about. Okay, once again, thank you for listening. Enjoy the game. Good luck with your picks. Good luck with your wagers. And, of course, all those come from FanDuel Sportsbook. Have a great weekend and enjoy the NFL.